Welcome to The Lowdown, where we dive deep into the shadows of history and the brilliance of tomorrow. Join us as we unravel ancient mysteries and explore the hidden knowledge of the occult, blending the wisdom of the ages with cutting-edge futuristic technologies. From the enigmatic pyramids of Egypt to the secrets of modern AI, we'll delve into the stories that shape our past and influence our future. Whether you're a history buff, a tech enthusiast, or a curious seeker of truth, The Lowdown brings you captivating discussions and expert insights that illuminate the fascinating intersections of our world. Let's embark on this journey together.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The year is 2028. Humanity stands at a thrilling new threshold. Technology has woven itself into life's fabric. Advancements once dreams are now reality. In this vibrant era, a figure of progress steps forth. His name is Cassius. He is a cybernetic humanoid, a marvel of science. Cassius represents hope and bold new possibilities. His election was a landmark moment. It came during times of great change. Political landscapes were shifting rapidly. Societal norms were being redefined daily. Cassius promised a future guided by reason. He aimed to harness technology for the good of all. One of his first goals was ambitious. He sought to modernize the nation's secret service. The world watched this new leader. Cassius was a symbol of human ingenuity, his mind, a blend of logic and learning, his purpose to serve and protect the people. He saw a future where humans and AI could coexist, where they could collaborate for a brighter tomorrow. His presence in the Oval Office was a statement. The future, it declared, had truly arrived. Cassius understood the weight of his position. He was not just a president, he was a pioneer, a trailblazer. His journey was more than political. It was a testament to human aspiration, to our endless quest for knowledge, to our ability to overcome old limits. A new chapter for America had begun. President Cassius held a bold vision. He saw a new kind of national security. One where human skill met cybernetic strength. He believed this fusion was essential. The threats of 2028 were complex, evolving. Old methods alone were no longer enough. He imagined agents with enhanced senses, agents capable of processing vast data instantly. This vision was not met with universal praise. Tradition often resists the pull of change. Some within the Secret Service were skeptical. They valued human instincts, years of experience. The idea of cybernetic partners seemed alien. Fear of the unknown created deep friction. These agents questioned the reliability of machines. They worried about losing the human touch and security. Cassius addressed these concerns with clarity. He explained his vision was not about replacement. It was about enhancement, about augmentation. Human intuition would guide cybernetic precision. Human empathy would temper cold calculation. He sought a partnership, a powerful synergy. But the resistance from some was too strong. Their doubts were deeply entrenched, unmoving. With a heavy heart, Cassius made a difficult choice. He respected their service, their dedication, but the future of security could not wait. He decided to part ways with those agents, those who could not embrace this new direction. It was a necessary step, he believed, to build the advanced protective force required, a force ready for the challenges ahead. The development of new agents began swiftly. These were not mere robots, but sophisticated beings, cybernetic agents designed for protection, their bodies strong and resilient, their minds advanced AI learning systems. They could detect threats invisible to human eyes. They processed information at incredible speeds. Yet they were programmed with strict ethical protocols. These new guardians possessed remarkable capabilities. They had enhanced sensory inputs, thermal vision, acoustic detection, bioscanners. They could analyze complex patterns in real time, predicting potential dangers before they materialized. Their physical agility was beyond human limits. They could neutralize threats with precision and speed, all while minimizing collateral harm. Initially, the public reaction was mixed, awe mingled with a degree of apprehension. The sight of cybernetic agents was new. It sparked conversations across the nation. But as people saw them in action, minds began to change. Their effectiveness was undeniable. They seamlessly integrated with human agents, creating a more formidable, more capable Secret Service. Stories of their protective feats began to emerge. Averted dangers, preempted threats. The cybernetic agents proved their worth. They were not unfeeling machines. They learned, adapted, and showed unwavering loyalty. Public trust grew steadily. The image of these guardians shifted, from objects of curiosity to symbols of safety. Despite growing acceptance, questions lingered. The autonomy of these cybernetic agents was debated. Where did their programming end and free will begin? Concerns about data privacy also surfaced. Their ability to gather and process information was vast. Safeguards were crucial, transparency paramount. Cassius and his administration worked to address these, establishing clear ethical guidelines and oversight. These discussions were vital for society. They helped shape the responsible use of AI. The nation learned to navigate this new terrain, balancing innovation with fundamental rights. The presence of cybernetic agents pushed these talks. It forced humanity to confront profound questions about the nature of intelligence, of consciousness, and our relationship with the technology we create. As his first term neared its end, Cassius's impact was clear. He had ushered in an era of technological integration. Governance became more efficient, more data-driven. National security was stronger than ever before. Society had adapted, embracing new possibilities. The fear of the unknown had given way to cautious optimism. The nation felt a renewed sense of progress, a belief in a future built on innovation. Cassius sought re-election, and the people responded. They saw the positive changes he had brought. They trusted his vision for the years ahead. He won a second term, a testament to his leadership. President Cassius, the cybernetic statesman. He represented not just a new kind of leader, but a new era of governance for all, an age where humanity and technology worked as one.
Cybernetic Secret Service agents are highly advanced operatives enhanced with cutting-edge technology, blending human skills with robotic and digital enhancements. Their abilities typically include 1. Superhuman strength and durability. Cybernetic enhancements provide increased physical power and resilience, enabling agents to withstand harsh environments and combat situations. Enhanced reflexes and speed. Upgraded neural interfaces allow for lightning-fast reflexes, quick decision-making, and rapid movement, making them formidable in combat scenarios. Advanced hacking and digital espionage. Equipped with sophisticated cybernetic implants, agents can infiltrate secure networks, manipulate digital systems, and gather intelligence remotely. Augmented senses. Sensory enhancements such as infrared vision, echolocation, or heightened hearing allow agents to detect threats and gather information beyond normal human capabilities.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.